The first thing I do when I arrive on the island is change my name. I've been Vanessa Carvin for a long time, 28 years. But I was Vanessa Hale for 24 years before that, and there's an unexpected comfort in reclaiming my birthright, which sometimes feels as if it was stolen from me, even though I was complicit in the crime. A few minutes later, I change it again, this time to Willow Hale. Willow is my middle name, and it seems prudent to take a further step in separating the woman I am now from the woman I once was, lest anyone here makes the connection. My parents were unremarkable middle-class people, a teacher and a shop assistant, and there were some who thought them presumptuous in calling their daughter Vanessa Willow, which summons images of a Bloomsbury writer or a painter's wan muse. But I was always rather pleased with it. I had notions about myself back then, I suppose. I don't have them any longer. My next task is to shave my head. I've kept my hair shoulder length and blonde for as long as I can remember, but I purchased an electric razor before leaving Dublin and plugged the device in to charge for half an hour before easing it around my skull, experiencing a feverish delight in watching the clumps tumble into the sink or fall on the floor around my feet.